church? Was religion a part of the life of the family?
First Presbyterian Church. Born, bred, and died.
And you still go there?
Every Sunday.
So that goes way back to...
Oh, yes. My father came as a Baptist. My mother came as a Congregationalist, and so they met on common ground. Went there from way back, Dr. C.W. Kerr, who baptized me and married me.
Remember the building when Boston Avenue Methodist came along and built that beautiful structure and the talk of the town?
Yes, and she was living at the hotel part of that time.
She?
Ada Robinson.
And who is she?
She's the architect.
Of Boston Avenue. Mm-hmm. And she lived at the Mayo.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Jackson lived at the Mayo Hotel, too. When we say that, that doesn't mean their whole life or anything like that.
But may have lived for a year or two? Or?
Oh, at least.
What did people think about Boston Avenue when it was built? It was pretty radical.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Including me, you know, mixed emotion, but I think it's gorgeous.
I do too. I think it's
beautiful.
I think it's incredible.
So the architect, Ada Robinson.
And thought that maybe Bruce Starr, some say he was. Now, I think others think that he maybe took her drawings and maybe oversaw them in part. It's disputed. But I think our feeling is that it was she.
You meant Miss Jackson. Talk to us about her.
Always wore a hat. She was an inner shop. She was quite a private person. Very private person. She lived at the other end of 15th floor.
Now the Helmricks own Miss Jackson.
They own Miss Jackson. Well, they own Utica Square.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're very good friends of mine.
The Helmricks, mm-hmm. Walt and mm-hmm. Peggy.
Mm-hmm. When I reached age, Mr. Helmrick, Khadijah, his wife, had an annual Christmas party at the Tulsa Club.
You said Khadijah. That was Walt's sister.
Khadijah was his mother's name as well as his sister's name.
Well, did your dad know Walt Helmrick, first, Walt's father?
Yes, very well. So did I. I didn't know him very well, but I knew him. I went up to get an ad from him for the symphony. Through error only, they misspelled his name. They put an extra E in or something. They did something. And you don't do that to Mr. Helmrick. And it wasn't my fault.
This is Walt's father you're talking about now.
This is Walt's father.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who would have been a contemporary of my father's.
And then you're a contemporary of Walt and Peggy.
Yes. Well, I'm older than they are, but...
Not by much.
No, maybe not.
You remember when Peggy came here to live and she was a Hollywood actress?
Yes, but she never came as an actress. I'll put it that way. She came as Mrs. Helmrick from the very beginning and has remained that way, I think, ever since, except when she's been called upon to give these interesting interviews and tell the story. She's a charming, wonderful person,
lovely.
Isn't she? Just lovely. And Walt's mellowed a lot,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
When I talk to you, and I have interviewed Peggy, too, there's a striking resemblance between the both of you.
Oh, thank
the way you speak, that theatrical way that she has, you have, too.
My noisemaker.
Elegance.
No.
Elegance.
Okay.
That's a good word. Both of you.
You're
very
kind.
Elegant.
You're kind. I count that a compliment.